Alrighty. Hey, gang. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 133 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always. Good morning, you guys. How are you? Hope everyone's good. Hope you guys are having a great day, great week, great couple weeks. Happy Sunday, you guys. How are you? You've been doing good? You guys been making some progress? I hope so. I bet you have. I've been doing great, you guys. It's been an awesome couple weeks since I saw you last. Just have been... Yeah. God, you guys, I don't even know. I'm digging this new turn that that it apparently my life has taken, or life has taken here in this new era. So for me, you know, that just means that I've kind of lost my boat work for a while, and I'm getting to focus on other stuff. And I gotta say, I've been loving it. I've been just super productive here at home. Really enjoying having time to focus on my stuff, and not really missing crawling around in the metal boats. So I've been doing really good. I've had a good couple weeks. I hope you guys have had as well. I've been feeling really good, getting a lot done. Haven't been doing much in terms of, you know, I am definitely getting a little antsy, but for the most part, just doing great. So a little bit of recreation. I had some great surf on Monday. It was unbelievable, actually, and it was really interesting from a zero carb perspective, because I got up early planning to work out Monday morning like I usually do, and I checked and I was surprised at, you know, there was surf down the street, which is really unusual for this time of year for summertime, and it's just right at the end of my road, you know, a mile down the road. So I went down there and I surfed that morning, and it was glorious. I got down there about 4:50 or so in the morning. I mean, really early. It was dark still, which here in the Pacific Northwest is really early. And I paddled out. There was nobody around. I was all by myself, and I swam across the river with seals and salmon and just kind of the glow of the sun over there, and got out there and was just beautiful, still, mirror calm water and warm morning, and the sun started rising, and I was catching these waves. I mean, this is just surfer stuff, so it might not be that interesting, but I was catching these long, it's a point break, so the waves are just going forever. And I started the week standing up with the sun just peeking up behind my favorite mountain, Mount Baker, and I had my arms out as I was gliding along the shore, heading towards the rising sun, and I was hooting and hollering. I was the only person out there, and it was awesome. And it totally just I just got just filled up with all sorts of positivity, and I've just been really feeling that for the whole week. Just feeling how fortunate I am to be able to be here in the moment and enjoying each and every day. And I just keep reflecting back on being sick. And that's what that moment was for me, was just kind of rejoicing in the health that I found and, you know, just every day. So anyways, it was awesome. That was an awesome day. And I've had an awesome couple weeks, and I'm feeling really good in general, feeling super positive and stoked about moving forward. So on that note, I wanted to say thank you guys so much for all your support with my Let's Get Checked Home blood test stuff. So if you don't know, these are blood tests you can take at home. I get a little bit of cut, some income if you guys buy them, and they're awesome. I'm really, really, really enjoying that service, and I'm really stoked on all the support you guys have given me. And I've been interested lately. They do have some other tests kind of outside of our other stuff. They have COVID tests, which is actually kind of interesting because I don't seem to have easy access to one. I don't need it. I don't feel like I don't have any exposure to it. But, it's just nice to know that they have it. And also, there's a couple others that I'm really interested in. I'd like to see my CRP numbers, these days. I assume they're zero. But my inflammatory numbers have always sort of, kind of gone up and down. And I'm just feeling so good these days. 3.5 years into my carnivore journey here. And I got to tell you guys, the benefits and I've just been feeling awesome lately. And it's actually kind of been blowing me away. So yesterday, I was cruising around my property and I found, I didn't find, I knew they were there, but I went and looked and I have this berry patch that is unbelievable. I mean, it's just full of gorgeous, fat, ripe raspberries. And then right below the raspberries, there's all these wild blackberries. And then there's some huckleberry bushes kind of right around those. I mean, it is just a little berry heaven. And I was looking at them and they were so pretty. And I was almost like, oh, you know, I miss them, or oh, I wish I could eat them. I almost like felt like I was missing something. I had that old twinge, and this is actually really cool and interesting. I had that old twinge like I was missing something, and I was like, okay, well, I'll go do what I'm doing. I'm going to come back and just go walk around that berry patch and just enjoy it, even if I don't enjoy them anymore or whatever it is. So I'll just hang around and, oh, should I harvest a bunch? I used to just love to fill, you know, a bowl with berries. And I was like, oh, just appreciating them. And I grabbed a raspberry, and it was perfect, and it was gorgeous. And you know what, you guys, I put it in my mouth, and I was like, I'm going to suck on this one like I did on that strawberry. And I took a little bit, and the seeds got in there. And I had it in my mouth like 5 seconds, and I was like, phew. Yeah, you know what? No, I don't really want that at all. Matter of fact, it made my teeth feel crappy, and I was spitting seeds out for a few minutes, and it didn't taste very good. And it was really, really, really cool. It was really eye-opening, because I had that moment, and I was like, oh, you know what? You can appreciate them. You can love them. You can look at how, you know, they bring color to the yard, and they're beautiful, and they have this attraction. You know, we are attracted to them. It's what they do. It's their method of spreading, you know, propagating themselves and surviving, is to be attractive to us. And it was just really cool to experience all of that and to have all those emotions and to get there and then be like, oh wait, it's an illusion. It's just an illusion. It's not really even very good. It makes my mouth feel terrible. I don't even really want this. And I didn't want it. And if I had filled up a bowl, like I did, just like I did with the strawberries the other day, I ate kind of one, half of one, and then I ended up throwing the other one out, fed it to my fish, to my koi. And, you know, it was just so cool, because I'm just looking at those beautiful berries. And that's one of the things, you know, I've always been kind of going for this self-sufficient farm type deal here on my property. So it's covered with fruit trees that I've planted that I love, and berry bushes that I sought out and, you know, nurtured, and you know, so it's stuff that it all means a lot to me. But it's really cool to sort of now be able to separate those things and be like, okay, I really appreciate those plants, but I really don't want to eat them, because I was feeling like I wanted to eat them and I was missing out. And come to find out, that wasn't the case. Hey, Kuhner! Hey, I'm glad you're here, man. Thanks for being here. Nice to see you. I wasn't sure if anyone was around, but I'm just gonna keep moving forward anyways. But yeah, dude, awesome. Nice to see you. I hope you've been rock climbing. I've been, I don't know if you missed it, but I got a great surf on Monday. So I've been feeling really charged over that. And yeah, I was just talking about berries and how they're all over my property and I'm not really that hungry for them. So aside from that, let's see what else. Last time I left you guys, I was just getting started on eating my own beef. So I'm 2 weeks into that now. And, wow. It's awesome, you guys. It is lean. I do feel a little bit like kind of, you know, hungry almost, sort of not satisfied, but my stomach's calm and it feels really good to not wonder what I'm eating for the next few weeks or months. I gotta say, oh yeah, Kuhner, climbing a lot. Good. Glad to hear it, dude. That's awesome. Yeah, and I gotta say, another part of this whole sort of 3.5 years kind of looking back and how I've been feeling lately, it's been summertime, so I've been walking around outside just kind of wearing shorts and getting a tan and no shirt. And I can walk past the window. I don't have a mirror, a full-length mirror, so I don't get to see myself very often. But this week, I caught a glimpse of myself in the full-length mirror, and you know what, you guys, I like the way I look. I like my figure. It's a weird thing to say. It's a weird way to be. And to be honest with you, it's strange for me to feel that way. I'm 50 years old. I don't think I've ever really felt that way until these last few years. And now what's really interesting about that, what was really profound about that, isn't just that I like the way I look, but it's that I haven't been trying. As a matter of fact, I've been feeling guilty for the last few months and telling myself, maybe you need to try harder. Like, maybe I should incorporate more cardio. I've been sort of doing a maintenance level workout routine because I've been juggling so much stuff. Not that I have a lot going on, but it seems like I've been juggling a lot of stuff, trying to keep myself from getting totally worn down. I haven't been pushing hard on my resistance training. I do make sure I do at least one hard resistance training workout a week, and typically two. And if I'm pushing hard, I'll do three. In the old days, it was always three, and it was always trying to progress. But these days, I've been satisfied with one, and I've been satisfied with just maintaining my numbers. And I've been hard on myself, telling myself, oh, you know, you got to, it's going to be time here pretty quick to jump into a new program. And I think it probably will be. And to start pushing myself harder and set some more goals. But, you know, I told you guys, I didn't reach my goals for 50. I can't do a front lever, and I can't do a muscle up. And I really wanted to be able to do those things. But so when I hit 50, you know, 8 months ago or whatever, I kind of like stopped. When I hit 50 and didn't hit those goals, I kind of like stopped working on them for a little while. And so this is all kind of a way of saying that I've backed off from pushing so hard on my workouts. And then part of that turned into a positive thing where I've been like, this is great. I have more energy for other stuff. I want to try and balance those things. So I have been sort of conscious about not pushing myself so hard in workouts. But to come full circle, to bring it all back around, what's been really cool is that the main reason I started working out was to hopefully get a physique that I liked, and so I could like myself. And so I was able to do the things I wanted to do, surf, you know, pistol squats, for instance, have improved my stability immensely, especially when surfing, when standing up, when in the barrel or getting hit with the wave. I'm way stronger. So working out has been immensely beneficial to me, but, you know, I kind of was like losing the sight of sort of why, what, you know, whether it was worth it to push so hard. I found a bit of a balance these past few months in a way that I don't progress, but I feel like I've been maintaining. And then these last few weeks, I've kind of been cruising around. Like I said, I catch a glimpse of myself and I like the way I look. I feel good. I'm strong. I had an amazing day surfing on Monday, and I surfed a lot. I surfed all day. I mean, it was huge. So I had to keep going out because we don't get that very often. So even though I felt like I was wearing myself out, you know, I just kept going. And so, yeah, so this is all just a long way of saying that, zero carb really is the long game. You know, up until even a year ago, I was still, you know, feeling like I had to kind of keep tight reins on things in terms of my workouts, really discipline myself to maintain or become what I thought I wanted to be or whatever it was. And it's just, man, you guys, it's so awesome to kind of have settled in to the same meal every day and not worrying about what I'm going to eat, the same, you know, fitness routine and not really wondering how I'm going to get the results I want. I mean, I am getting the results I want. So I don't know. It's something I think about a lot. I sort of, you know, we all sort of struggle with like, what's the right choice? What's my path here? Do I shoot for progress at any cost? Do I prioritize my feeling of, you know, saving some energy for me so I can stay healthy, find the middle ground? You know, it's tough. And I swing from one side to the other. And anyways, it just feels like I'm finding like sort of a happy middle ground without working so hard. So yeah, Kuhner, you're trying to get to maintenance level training because bouldering is pretty out. And that was a big part of it, Kuhner, was that, well, like Monday, I woke up ready to work out and I checked the surf first. I'm like, I'm not going to work out because I've learned, I've only been working out for, you know, 4 years of my life here now, these past 4 years. And for a while I would work out at any cost because I was so forcing myself. Like I was trying to be disciplined. But what I found was that I was sacrificing a lot of other stuff I wanted to do in my life for those strength workouts. And then I started to realize that, like, if you're a footballer, you would do hard resistance training in the off season, but you probably wouldn't do it in the on season because you need to be able to play, right? And so I started realizing that, like, with surfing or mountain biking or the things that I want to have energy to do, I need to to make space for those around my workout schedule. I can't do a hard resistance training workout in the morning and then still have a good mountain bike ride that day. I'll be done for the next 2 days, and I've gotten easier on myself at letting that be okay. You know, I'm 50 and I'm starting to be like, it's okay to be worn out and to take a rest and to not get back and push yourself the next day. You know, you need to have those breaks. So it's been really fun, Kuhner, to save some energy for those things like you, like bouldering that you want to do. For me, it's, you know, surfing or mountain biking or working in the yard or whatever. But I found that when I would really push hard when I'm really prioritizing progress in resistance training, it's almost all I can do. I'll do a heavy, heavy workout first thing in the morning when I wake up, and then I pretty much can't. I'm not good for much else during the day. I can force myself, but if I, you know, I start to deteriorate. So yeah, you're figuring that out too. That's awesome to hear, Kuhner. It's really cool. Because I was, like, you know, it sounds like you were too. You know, I would just be really focused, really disciplined, and push myself. And, oh, you feel tired? Get up and work harder. And now I'm going like, oh, I kind of reached that place, and I think it's diminishing returns to keep pushing. Actually, now you need to find, you know, how to optimize everything. So, yeah, and some sport-specific stuff, like finger strength. Yeah, so for you, right, I know that, you know, specific finger strength are really important moves for climbers. And for me, my biggest downfall that I don't train enough, because I hate it, is cardio. My cardio, I was really doing awesome with it, actually. When I first started working out, that was the only workout I knew was cardio, so I kind of got my cardio really good. And then I found resistance training, and for the last 3 years or so, I was doing a really good job of balancing those. But man, this last year, I think a year ago, I told you guys I kind of stopped cardio because I wanted to see if I could gain weight, and I haven't really come back to it in any meaningful way. I mean, I do some. I still, you know, get out for a bike ride, and the surfing is definitely cardio, but I don't do it enough, and that's why I need to do more. I hate jogging. My short little stumpy legs don't run very well, and so biking is kind of my favorite cardio. Swimming's good too, but if I'm getting in the water here, I usually have my surfboard, which works, but I need to do some cardio, you know, on a regular basis. So I'm figuring all that stuff out, but really enjoying it, and man, I'm just gonna show off a little bit. I feel good about myself, you guys. I'm proud of not having a gut at 50, and I don't, you know, I don't try. I don't. That's the best part. Is I like my physique without really, like, I just, like we're just talking about, without really killing myself over it. So, man, I give back to Zero Carb. And I know that when I talk to some of my friends and I'm trying to, you know, be helpful and guide them towards a path that might hopefully lead them towards more long-term happiness in there as they age. That's kind of one of the things I'm, you know, trying to share with. Most of my friends are younger. And so I'm really, you know, I just see them heading into the same pitfalls I made. And of course, that's a really hard thing to navigate, how you talk to people about that stuff, because I certainly loved my old lifestyle and wouldn't have changed unless I had gotten so dramatically sick. But I like this a lot better, to be honest. If I had known I could trade them, I would have in a heartbeat. Thanks, Kuhner. Appreciate it, man. And so, you know, when I'm trying to tell friends about this, one of the things I've gotten, you know, from people who know me well, is they go, yeah, but you work out, you started working out, and you work super hard at all this. And I'm like, I mean, I do, and I did, and I can't discount that you do need to, you know, there's discipline throughout life that will make the change. It's not just what you eat. Although I do feel that if you can get the discipline to do zero carb, the workout stuff is going to just naturally fall into place. But more importantly, it's that I don't think that the results here, I mean, certainly consistent workout have, you know, sort of shaped what I've got here. But the fact that I don't have, like, a little pouchy belly sag and water hanging around my ankles, and there's just a whole lot of sort of, I don't know how to say it, it's so significant overall, but they're so small in individually changes. I mean, I have changed so profoundly in the last 4 years, and I think the workout is the working out is 10% of it, and I think the diet is 90 or something like that. And anyways, it's just awesome. I've just been really appreciating it lately. So you're lucky you don't need cardio for bouldering. You are lucky, Kuhner. And it's funny, when I go surfing, it's such a split between strength to pull yourself out there. But then it's just like pure reps, you know, because you're trying to paddle through the white water coming at you. And the first minute you're fine and it's just strength. And then, you know, you start to just run out of gas. It's just like doing pull-ups. You just are burnt. So, and then your lungs start burning, and then it just turns into straight cardio. But anyways, so that is my, let's see, what were we talking about? Workout stuff, food stuff. Let's see, what else did we cover? Blood test stuff. We did that. Yeah, Kuhner, it's so sad, man. It makes me so sad. It breaks my heart. I mean, it honestly is, I mean, I think it's a big part of why I stay a hermit, man. It's hard to handle. I'm such a sensitive person. And for me, Kuhner says, it seems like it should be normal. That should be the normal, to look, you know, okay without a belly pouch. But everyone seems to be having a gut is a normal thing when you're over 30. It is the normal thing, right? It's like everyone in our society looks that way. And yet if our dogs look like that, we know that they're sick. If you saw a deer that looked like that, or your horse looked like that, you'd know that they were sick. It's so sad. It just breaks my heart. I've been watching, I've been, you know, participating in different communities with different parts of, in different areas of my interests. And I've been participating in a community. I've been following this one young fella, and I watch his live stream. And I love him to death. He's the coolest guy, and he's like 23 or something. And he reminds me a lot of me when I was 23, right? So he's living on hot dogs with buns. Living on hot dogs doesn't sound so bad to us carnivores, does it? But he's living on, you know, standard American diet hot dogs. So it's mostly buns and sugar syrup with a little bit of meat in there. But he's living on hot dogs and popcorn and rice cakes and drinking a ton of Coors Light, you know, every night, 12 of them or so a day. And I've been there. You know, when I was in my 20s, man, I did not care what I ate. It's not exactly true. I ate a lot of beans and rice just 'cause I was frugal and living in a Volkswagen bus while at the ski area. And so that probably wasn't a terrible thing to eat, but I had no qualms about, you know, living off of Taco Bell or burritos from the gas station with JoJo's or whatever it was. When you're 20, you just think that's fine, that you can do that, no big deal. You also kind of think that that's food. You know, I hang on these communities with young people, and they order in, you know, they order food from Chipotle literally, I mean, 7 days a week is the normal, if not the minimum, because that would only be one meal a day. It's more often multiple meals a day. And I'm figuring out now that that's the norm. That's what everyone does. Everyone eats fast food, convenient food, not whole food for every meal, or at least most meals. If they do prioritize whole foods, they probably can only get it once or twice a day or whatever. And then, you know, all the other stuff they put in our bodies, monster energy drinks and beers and sodas and even coconut water and juice and all, you know, all the things. Even the healthy people are having a one bar, zero bar, whatever the protein sugar bar is, and a juice, sugar water, and man, all I'm trying to say is I see these people, and they're gonna have little pouched guts at 30, and they'll still be feeling okay, and they won't see anything wrong, but the writing's on the wall. You know, to me, in my opinion, their metabolism is going tits up, and they're gonna struggle to not be overweight, or if they're lucky, and if they're unlucky, they're gonna end up like me with IBD. And at any rate, this young fellow I'm watching, he's got the pre-symptoms of GERD. You know, he's wondering why he can't burp, and he Oh, it's just awful to watch. And man, I love watching them. I get entertainment, and then I'm like, I always want to say something, and then I feel like a grandpa, you know, like, you kids, you better don't drink so much beer. And I don't want to say it like that because I love that life, and I want to say, tear yourself up when you're a kid and have fun, but have this knowledge. If only you could have that knowledge that it comes at a cost, and there is another path. And if you could, like, jump on that path when you're 20 and see what it's like, and then go back to getting crazy, and at least just know, you know, what the cost is, what you're paying out every time you have those good times, I think you could find some balance. But as it is, people just don't have any idea until it's too late, you know? So I don't know. I don't, it's an interesting thing, but it does. It breaks my heart that our, that there's just such bad intel out there. I mean, it just boils all down to that, you know. Even the fact that that vegetarianism is considered healthy and what we do is considered unhealthy. I mean, just if we could turn that around and just have this diet considered in the mix, people would at least have an opportunity to try it. But as it is, I don't think there's much hope for people getting out of the weeds in our generation in any large numbers. I don't know. We'll see. But Kuhner says, yeah, I find it really painful too. And it doesn't seem to be any way to talk about it. There really doesn't, especially with youth. I mean, I was, you know, we all were younger, and but I was particularly, I don't know if my folks are watching this one, they might be, but they would agree, I'm sure. You know, I was particularly, I always have been particularly stubborn about accepting anything accepted. I've always been, you know, done things differently, and I've always been a rebel, I guess, or whatever, and a big part of that was saying screw you to my body when I was 20. And if someone told me something was bad for me, I'd probably do more of it. So, you know, it's hard to have that conversation with younger folks, especially when a lot of them have that same attitude. And I appreciate it and I respect it, you know, because I was there. And while I think, you know, now I look back and go, oh gosh, what a dummy, I also recognize that that's part of becoming your own person and finding your way in the world. And it's also part of how we progress and how we move forward as young people, rejecting what came before them and becoming early adopters and doing things differently. And, you know, it's always been a huge part of who I am. So I definitely don't want to squash that fire. So yeah, I just wish there was a way to present it in such a way that it wasn't like, don't do that, you're hurting yourself, but more like, do this because it's totally awesome. You know, like, being sober is actually way more awesome. I mean, it's way more awesome. I love it, being healthy. And I probably would have loved it when I was 20. I probably would have. I did really well in snowboarding as a competitor, but I probably would have been an actual world-class competitor, probably. So yeah, it's just it's so interesting, and it's so hard to have this knowledge. What are those examples? It's not Pandora's box, but there's something else where someone has knowledge that just, you know what I'm trying. Anyways, at any rate, the scales have fallen from my eyes. I can't see it any other way anymore, and it's both beautiful and difficult at the same time. So yeah, thanks thanks for the collaboration there, Kuhner. It's nice to know that other people struggle with that, because sometimes I just feel like I'm a judgmental jerk or whatever, you know. You're like, oh, you're just being just like a vegan or just like a whatever, you know, thinking you know better. But all I know is that I suffered for a long time, and I would like to help people not do that. May or may not help, but if they, you know, could try it and find out for themselves, I feel like it's worthwhile. But it's hard to not be a zealot, right? I always feel like I should help, but it's hard for people not to feel like I'm being some kind of zealot. Yeah, Kuhner, exactly. Hard stuff. Don't know what we can do about it, but just keep moving forward. I guess, you know, one of my very first videos was to lead by example, and that's a big part of why I'm here doing this, and I'm going to continue to do that as best I can. And yeah, it's tough to talk to people. Hopefully, just being around and being in front of them, you know, and being like, look, you can be 50 and still doing the things you want to do, and be fit, and you know, not be completely. Yeah, whatever. Physically incapable. So anyways, what else? What did I not cover today, you guys? So in terms of scheduling, I know I came on early today. I came on at 8. I think I'm gonna start doing that. I hate waiting to do this midday. I know 11 in the morning or whatever might not seem like midday, but I've been up for hours already. I got up at like 4 o'clock this morning and I can't go back to bed. And so I'm going to keep doing these. I don't know how often I'm going to do them. I said I was going to do them every 2 weeks. I might even go back to every week because I really like doing the journal. Don't quote me on that. I'll probably keep it at 2 weeks for a little bit longer here because I'm enjoying the break. But I think I'm going to move back to weekly maybe as we get into the fall here. But I'm going to start doing them real early in the morning. So no offense, but it doesn't seem like I'm getting too many live folks here anyways. So scheduling doesn't seem to matter. You know, there's only a couple of you here. When you're here, I really appreciate that you are here. It is really fun doing live streams and having you guys here. It makes a big difference to me. So appreciate you here, being here. But I think I'm going to start doing them early in the morning for me because I definitely can reflect a little better when it's the first thing I do on the Sunday morning. It just kind of feels like that's the right time for me to tap into, you know, the inside of me and do my journal. I just kind of wake up at four, gosh, and you know, I'm in a reflective mood. So I know it's too early for Robin, and Robin, I got to say, I really apologize. I mean, you honestly were who I was kind of trying to schedule these around because it seemed to work for everybody. And I know you were getting up later, but it's just too hard for me to wait till 11 or noon. I want to be smoking pot, sitting in my lounge chair, reading a book next to my koi pond by that time of the day, and or out surfing or out riding my bike or, you know, going out and doing stuff. And more than that, actually, it's just that my brain is not in the same place. I think you guys all know that, how that works. I think we all have some aspect of that. You know, I can definitely like play guitar and be creative and sort of tap into my real inner self a lot better right when I wake up and before I start thinking about all the BS in life, you know? So I'm just going to do them real early and you guys can catch them live if you are. Maybe you can have an all nighter, Robin. Just stay up all night and we'll cross paths as we cross there. Because I do, I am having a hard time these days. You guys sleeping in till five even. I get up and go outside and go walk around when the sun's rising. Like I said, I was swimming at 4:50 in the morning the other day, and I'd do it every day if I could, if there was waves. So yeah, so sorry about that, Robin. And you know, I'm not totally firm on that schedule. That does work best for me, but I am open to suggestions. If there was a time that worked for everybody, I'd be open to it. But it seems like we've got people all over the world, and it doesn't seem to matter too much what time I do it. So I think I'm going to just go back to doing them early. We'll see. I don't know. I'm actually just kind of taking it day by day with this whole project. So I do want to say, you guys, it has meant so much to me. It continues to. You guys have meant an enormous amount of my life. You've made a huge difference in terms of your support and just constantly being there and just having people to share this journey with. And I do notice when I don't do this weekly that I'm not quite as centered and focused and calm. I kind of start to wonder what I'm doing. And so the journal is an important thing for me, and you guys are a huge part of that. So I just want to thank you again. And before I'm gone, I want to say thank you for this, for letsgetchecked.com. I want to encourage, I am kind of shilling it right now, so I'm just going to continue to do that. I want to encourage you guys to go check out letsgetchecked.com. Home blood tests, you can check my description below. I do get a little bit for every one you buy. They have great tests for cholesterol, vitamin D and E, hormones, inflammation, COVID, anything you want. So please check them out. And I guess that's probably enough for today. Kuhner, thanks, man. Thanks for being here. I really appreciate hanging out with you and sharing stuff with you. Hope you get some good climbing in this week and hope your fingers get stronger. He can hang for longer. We'll see what happens with me. I'm gonna probably not go surfing because there probably isn't gonna be any. It was August, the first week of August, 4 years ago, or maybe 5 years ago, that I started my first body weight fitness routine. So August is sort of a auspicious month for me in terms of programming and training. So I might look into a new program for August. I've been laying off for a few months, so who knows, maybe I'll start pushing again, but we'll see. But I appreciate you, Kuhner, talking to me about that stuff. It really helps. And yeah, right. So I was going to learn some programming. Oh, you mean computer programming? Yeah, you know, I did. I spent a little bit of time with some coding camps and stuff like that. And I actually increased my knowledge base immensely. And I think I just kind of got to where I lost interest. Or maybe what I should say that another way is I got to where I got to the limit of my interest. In other words, I learned kind of like what I needed to beef up the security on my own websites and to dig a little bit deeper under the hood in some of my projects, like my data logging stuff. I got a little more comfortable with my Arduino CAD stuff. But I didn't go very much farther other than sort of getting a basic kind of grasp of the languages. It's probably something Kuner, to be honest. It's probably something I'll revisit this winter. To be totally honest, I have been spending kind of too much time on my computer as it is. I'm finding that this new change I've made in these past few months, you know, now I have my two YouTube channels going. I'm trying to run them, you know, do a couple new videos a week on, you know, between the two of them or every 2 weeks. I've got all my websites going. I've sort of upped my, you know, sales programs with my stove stuff. I'm finding that I'm actually spending almost like a full-time job online just managing the stuff that I have to manage. So, I haven't been spending much time, you know, like I'll edit videos and then I'll just be like, oh, I gotta get away from the computer. So I haven't been going back and putting in too much time on the computer. I've been actually trying to just be outside. I've been, you know what I've been doing that I haven't done for a while? I've been reading books. I took me a while to slow my life down again to be able to read. I just haven't been able to do it for like a decade. And so no, I haven't been working on programming much, Kuner. I'm gonna get back into it. It's definitely still on my hot list. I definitely just have a big tab of coding stuff. But like I said, yeah, mostly right now it's more about not it's it, I kind of am like, oh, when am I going to get done with my emails and get outside? So third leg base, nice to see you. Thanks for being here. Yeah, I do. I live totally in the woods. I live in a little cabin that I built myself using my trees that I cut down on my property and my neighbor's homemade sawmill. Which, by the way, you can check out my neighbor's homemade sawmill at Mike Festiva on YouTube. He's an awesome guy. He's right through the woods right there. And we live, I back up to National Forest, which then turns into National Park in the Olympic National Park on the Olympic Peninsula. So I can't see any other houses from here. I'm on 15 acres of, I've got pasture down below me, but I'm up on a little hill. And it's forest all around and forest all behind me. Living on spring water here, got solar panels, and there is a house on my property down below. I rent the house out and I live kind of a simple life up here in my one room cabin and raise cows and eat them. I just put my two cows in the freezer, so I got food for the year pretty much, spring water and food. And yeah, I got surf down the street. And you guys, I got a new electric mountain bike coming. So, one part about cardio, Kuner, that I didn't get to touch on, one part of the reason why I'm jonesing for cardio is I bought a new electric mountain bike online a couple weeks ago. And in order to do that, I sold my existing mountain bike. And so I'm bikeless for the first time in a while. And so just like it's going to be a 3 week period here or so, but yeah, I don't have a bike right now, so I need to. I'm a little antsy with that. So, anyways, so there's that. And yeah, so there's my deal. There's our journal. Yeah, having food for the year is a great feeling, Kuner. It feels awesome. Just kind of knowing what I'm doing. There's no feeling like it, to be honest with you. When I went to the butcher, picked it all up, and got home and put it in the freezer and kind of get that work done, it's like. It's this real human thing, man. It's a real instinct to deal. It hits you like fishing hits you. And I'm not a fisherman, but I get why all those dudes love it. You know, we are programmed to bring food home. That's what men, humans do. Not to be sexist, I just think that's, you know, humans in general, all humans. But I, you know, I think that males were the hunters, and there's something instinctive about those actions, activities that just trigger something inside of us, you know, that we can't deny. It's just like women putting on makeup. It's like you watch the videos of the birds doing their beautiful dance to try and look pretty for the other birds. I mean, we just have those things deep down inside of us. And there's something about putting food up in the fall for the year. There's no denying it. It hits some deep lizard brain, they call it, or whatever, you know, some deep, 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 you know, part of our psyche that no matter how consciously you can appreciate it, there's just a feeling when you put that food in the freezer and know that you have food and water and shelter for the year, there's something just so deeply human about that. Yeah, it feels awesome. It's not, like I said, it's not the conscious knowledge of security or anything like that. I believe it's just a human nature itch that when you scratch it feels insanely amazing. And I think it's actually the reason why people go shopping, who don't live a lifestyle like mine and don't have any inkling or any connection to any kind of this deal. They don't know why they like to go shopping, but I think that's why. As an aside. So anyways, there's all that. And what do you think, you guys? Should we wrap her up? That's probably enough for today, huh? I really enjoy hanging out with you guys. That's, you know, like I was saying before, my scheduling time is only just an issue of me being antsy and wanting to get on with my Sunday and wanting to get into my journal while I'm in my journal headspace. But boy, if I could hang out with a group of you guys all day, I'd do it. It's awesome having you here. So really appreciate you guys being here. Do me a favor, buy some blood tests. and you guys come back. I'll keep doing these journals. Like I said, at the least I'll do them every other week. But I'll probably go back to weekly here before too long, and I'll keep sharing. I'm going to work on some fitness programming. I'll be sharing that with you guys. And, third leg base. So I haven't done a video like that in a while. That's a really good question. And you know what? I will do a video of that in the coming weeks. I've been meaning to do a cooking video. And so your prodding me helps a lot. So I don't, I'll tell you really quick. I eat about 2 pounds of ground beef. That's it. Ground beef water. Sometimes I add a little bit of thin sliced brisket that I cook like bacon to get my fat up a little bit. I've been doing that most days, actually a little bit of thin sliced brisket, a couple pounds of ground beef, water. That's pretty much all I eat for the day. No salt, no seasonings, no spices. Sometimes some light salt with some potassium in it if I'm feeling like I need it. But for the most part, that's all I eat. Every now and then I'll have some smoked salmon. I was having occasional bacon, but it was a bad idea for me. So that's pretty much what I eat. But I will do a video because I want to do a cooking video. I want to show you guys my flat top. So appreciate the input, third leg, and thanks for being here. That's awesome. You got a sturdy tripod there. So I just got your username. All right, you guys. Well, I really appreciate you being here. Kuner, you're welcome. Thanks for hanging out with me, bro. Really appreciate it, man. So I'll have a good week. Hope you guys do too. Make some progress, and, let's come back and rejoin in a couple weeks. Thanks for all your guys' comments and support, man. Can't do it without you. Really appreciate it. Hope you have an awesome week. All right, you guys. See you next time.